We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Obviously, today I'm here to discuss the extremely difficult decision we made to make a managerial change. Before I do that, I would like to express my appreciation and respect and give appropriate thanks to Clint Hurdle. This has been a challenging decision because of who this man is. He's a great man with a big heart. He vowed to rebond a city with its ball team, and he's worked every day tirelessly to do that. He bleeds black and gold. He's poured into all of us. We've poured into him, and there's a great deal of love and admiration and sadness today. While we're making a change in one position, we certainly recognize that this is all of us. We've all fallen short. We all haven't done what we needed to do to not have this day. Clint's tenure here should be celebrated. He's the manager that was the absolute right man at the right time. He walked in the door to a very tough situation, and he's the manager that helped lead this Major League team to a winning season for the first time in 20 years, to three consecutive postseason berths. And unfortunately, we've fallen short here the last couple years. I need to continue to emphasize that we recognize that is a collective shortcoming. Where do we go now? Honor Clint. Appreciate Clint. Recognize the next person coming in the door has big shoes to fill. Looking forward to the opportunity to hire the next Pittsburgh Pirates manager to help lead us back on track. We are in the midst of a deep assessment, as we do every offseason, about what has gone right, what has gone wrong, how we get it right again, and most importantly, how we return the Pittsburgh Pirates to October baseball and better days. Questions?
Neil, given Clint's perception of where his job security was, did the news come as a surprise to him?
Tough for me to answer what his perception was. I do know that I can understand why he felt the way he did. From my perspective, every conversation I had with Clint were about our challenges at the Major League level. They were about how we address those, how we overcome those, and what we were going to do this offseason and moving forward. So if I'm to blame for his perception that he had assurances that he was coming back, I will wear that. It's what we do. We prepare for the next. We get ready for the next. We figure out how to get better. I will show up every day that I want this job, and every day that they'll have me in this job fighting to get better, to grow, and ready to take on the next challenge. And Clint was the same way. So if I am the cause of his feeling that he was assured that he was coming back, then I will wear that blame because every conversation I had with him was about getting better and about the future. Ultimately, we felt that there is a shelf life to every manager's position, to every general manager's position, really to every position, that there's a shelf life. We felt like this was a time to have a new voice, to have new leadership in that clubhouse. Clint's tenure here has been, when you compare it to where we were before him, his tenure here should be celebrated. We didn't get deep enough. We didn't win a World Series, but we got back to the postseason. The enthusiasm, the excitement, the number of fans that have thanked him and us for making baseball in Pittsburgh relevant again. I hope the further we get away from this day, the more we remember Clint Hurdle and that larger-than-life personality and the good that he did in that dugout, the good that he did in that clubhouse, the good that he did in this community.
What does that new voice, whoever it might be, need to say, or how is he supposed to say differently the things that you want communicated than what Clint did?
That'll come out in the process. I mean, that's a fair question. It'll come out as we build our list of managerial candidates, as we vet our list of managerial candidates, as we meet with our managerial candidates, and that will all come out in the process. We have an idea of where we want to go, but we need to go out and we need to find what we believe to be the best manager, next manager for the Pittsburgh Pirates, and all of those questions will be answered, but we're not going out looking for one specific thing or one specific person. We're going out to find the next best manager of the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Part of the reason I asked that is you went out of your way in your opening statements to say that this is a collective failure to have not gotten further. So why the differentiation in just the field manager's position? Is everybody else staying in place? Are you staying in place? Is Frank staying in place?
As Bob's statement indicated, he has confidence in the baseball operations leadership team, which is led by me. We recognize that we have work to do. We recognize that we have fallen short in some areas. We recognize that we can build on some of the good things we're doing. And what I'm attempting to avoid is the feeling of scapegoating. This is not all Clint's fault. Clint's worked his tail off. We are all shouldering blame in this. And it's a fair question. Why am I sitting in front of you and we're getting a new manager? It's a very fair question and one that I wish I had a better answer for. We're working to get this right again. We're working to get the Pirates back into the postseason. And we'll continue to show up every day to get better and to put this club back into October baseball.
When was the decision made?
Recently. We've debated and discussed this for a handful of days and ultimately came to this conclusion recently. Again, a reflection on all of us, not a good one. The number of players that have come through our system that talked about this is not what the Pirates do, this is not who we are. But I'm not going to sit here and say that it's Clint Hurdle's fault. It's all of us. It's all of us in this. The challenges, the things like that happen in many clubhouses, injury, fight with injury notwithstanding. There are disagreements within clubhouses. We wanted to get out front of it. We wanted to handle it transparently. We wanted to handle it openly and work to move beyond that. And as a result, we brought a lot of negativity on ourselves. There were some other things that we will we could have handled differently. But again, this is not a criticism of Clint. There is no one thing that led us to this decision. It's easily summed in new voice, new leadership, new direction in the clubhouse, but I'm not saying it's his fault. I'm sitting here wearing it. We are wearing it as an organization, and we're going to work our tails off to never be in this spot again.
Neil, what do you think the clubhouse called? What do you need to do different? What do you
for
your staff? What do you guys
need? Well, we've continued to go through the assessment of our draft process, our player development process. We'll finish up the season now and assess exactly, again, what went right and what didn't with this major league team. Where does this direction go in the offseason? How do we do what we're talking about doing? Our pro scouting, we'll review basically everything, our medical, our mental skills, our strength and conditioning, our decision-making process, our informatics. We are in the midst of assessing everything. It's something that we do every year, but on the heels of a 90-plus loss season, it's that much more appropriate. Yeah, we'll have some good candidates that are wearing some element of a Pirates uniform now. We'll also have some good candidates that aren't. And part of the process is learning new people. Part of the process is is learning from the process. And so we'll be looking internally, we'll be looking externally.
You know, do you believe this team should have won more than 70 games this season? And if so, why didn't you make a move earlier in the season?
There is no one thing that led to this. Top three or four in games lost to injury, top three or four in injury placements with, I think, more injured players in the clubhouse right now than healthy players. We've fallen short of expectations, internal or external, for a handful of years now, after meeting and greatly exceeding those expectations in some areas. And these decisions are incredibly challenging. We make them for what we believe to be the right reasons. And we'll work to put the next best manager in place while honoring and respecting what Clint accomplished while he was here.
Neil, can you share some of the traits you may be looking for in a field manager, particularly in today's game?
Yeah, I really don't want to give a script for those coming in the door to try to follow. We want to see these managers as to who they are. We want them to come in the door and present what they would do with us and how they would help us get back to the postseason and how they would help us grow as an organization. So I would prefer not to give a list of traits. Obviously, it's going to have to be a good man. It's going to have to be a good baseball man. It's going to have to be somebody that we believe can help us grow, can help us get back to the postseason.
If it was just to lose it, wasn't all the other external stuff that's been going on around here and we've been well done.
Again, no one thing was the reason. Collectively, we haven't done as well as we needed to, and we decided that we needed to make a change.
Any particular rhyme or reason on the timing before today's game as opposed to maybe after the game?
Yeah, we've made staff changes in season. We've made staff changes the day after the season. We've made staff changes in the off season. We wanted to handle this the best way we could, despite it being an incredibly challenging situation. We wanted to give Clint the opportunity to potentially know he was managing his last game as a Pirates manager, to talk to the people that he's loved and that have loved him, that he's poured into, and that he's poured in, that have poured into him. Calling him and asking him to come to the office tomorrow, with most of the team out of town and most of his staff out of town, it just didn't feel like the right thing to do. So that's why we made him aware today. You want your new manager to always have a say in the staff. A singularly appointed staff typically doesn't work out all that well. That said, we have some really talented people on this staff that we will work through with the new manager, but he'll have to have a say. But we'll have some talented people that absolutely have an opportunity to stay on the major league level or stay somewhere in our development system. And but there may be some changes coming as well.
A few more in the back, Kim.
How did he handle the news?
Probably as you would expect he would. Completely professional. Not happy. Wanted to continue this fight. Believed he's the right man to continue this fight, to get this back on the right track, and disappointed that we weren't able to accomplish the goal that we had set out to accomplish together.
You know, you said it was a collective effort, taking some of the blame. Why do you believe that you're still the right man to lead the baseball operations and keep your staff intact?
I believe we have the right staff. I believe that we recognize we need to make some adjustments. We're in the process of making those adjustments. I believe we have some very talented, some very driven, some very dedicated people that have helped us get to the good parts, that have helped us overcome odds, that have helped us overcome challenges. The playing field is not level, and we need to be better than we've been to get back to a position to be in the postseason, and to win. And we believe we have a lot of very talented people that are capable of doing that and want to do that and are absolutely driven to do that.
Neil, did you talk to players before making this decision, or what was the reaction?
I did not. Different organizations do different things, and we talked with a lot of people. We talked with a lot of people to gather input, to gather thoughts, to get their observations. That bridge to players is sometimes challenging because we didn't want it to ever leak, that we were considering it. You see those all the time, and those are detrimental if the person stays. Those are detrimental if the person leaves. In all of our player meetings at the end of the season, you can get a sense. But no, I never directly asked a player for their feedback on our manager.
Well, two things. Just you said something there. What type of feedback, I guess, that you can share that you got from players? You said it. You got a sense. What was that feedback? And then, how much does experience matter when it comes to hiring?
Feedback is that we have some areas to get better. Feedback is that the players feel like they have areas to get better. Ultimately, we need to execute better on the field. We need to teach and coach and lead better. We need to decide who's going to be on this team better. So it is across the board, and we've got some interesting feedback across the board from our players. The group has continued to get more and more open in sharing their feelings and sharing what they really like. And there's a lot of staff here that they think the world of and that they know are helping them. So I don't want this to turn into this is completely negative and this is all terrible. We have some really good things to build on. We have a good young core, two legitimate Rookie of the Year candidates. We've got some young players coming behind. The core of this team that was 2.5 games out of first place at the All-Star break, most of that team is in their second or third full season. Second half injuries finally caught up to us. Other things caught up to us, and we finished in a very tough stretch. The new manager will work through the process, and experience can always be a benefit, but in some cases it's a holdback because we become married to tradition, and we don't recognize truth over tradition.
Jason, you know, kind of a two-parter, but did Clint have the option of managing today, and he declined it?
We walked through some various scenarios, and wanted him to do what he felt most comfortable doing, he did that.
Okay. And the second part of it was, I mean, he had all of us in his office, and he was talking about, you know, needing to sell more ticket, you know, just stuff that we've all been hearing from him. Did you fire him in the between that and the game? Or?
We met with Clint after he met with you guys today, okay. Yes. Our hope is that Clint will always have a tie to the Pittsburgh fans and to the city of Pittsburgh and to the Pirates. We talked about a different role for him and didn't talk about that with him, but ultimately came to the conclusion that we came to. But our hope is that he will always have a role in the fans' hearts and in these players' hearts and in the staff's heart, this front office heart, because he's earned that. He deserves that.
Two more. Jim and then Rob.
How much of your evaluation, you know, you said earlier, you know, you're within a game of 500 of the All-Star break. You're over 500 last year. How much of your evaluation when it came to the voice reaching the players that you brought up before is when things have gone badly, they've really gone bad, like 11, 12 this year, when the losing has gotten bad, it's been tough for the clubhouse to stop it. Has that come into your evaluation at all?
There's
beyond just this year.
Yeah, I mean, there's a ton of things that go into the evaluation, again, of the good and the not good. And that plays a role. I don't have a percentage, a weighting of what it plays. You know, the players that we put on the field, how do we get them to play at their highest level? Those are the really important things. Again, as an organization, as a baseball operations department, we're working to get this right again. I'm not sure there ever is a great clubhouse culture in a losing environment. part of a clubhouse culture is a drive to win, a full commitment to each other and a drive to win. So that's a tough question to answer, Rob, because we finished over 500 a year ago, but it wasn't where we wanted to go. Fell short of expectations in 16 and 17. There are clubhouse challenges in every clubhouse. Sometimes winning paves over them or puts a deodorant on them. Sometimes they show up in winning clubhouses. Issues tend to show up more in clubhouses that are losing more games than they're winning. And so I don't have a great answer for you. Going back to an earlier question about why do I feel like we're the right group to lead? Going back to the day that I sat with Bob and Frank around a table and talked about this role and talked about this opportunity to lead this club, there was a ton of excitement, a ton of enthusiasm, a ton of energy on how we would build the next Pirates playoff team. I still have that same feeling today. Our staff still has that same feeling today. We have some history in the books, some of it good, some of it not good, but we still have that same feeling. We still have that same exuberance. We still have that same enthusiasm, that same drive, and we believe we have the abilities to get this thing right again.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.